Corksnout explained.
We've just broached 3 new barrels of fine October ale, Father. Now we're judging which one we should use first. We'd appreciate your opinion. There's some cheese to nibble between sups.
Reaching over, he tweaked Humphrey's chin spikes.
Aye, and you, young hog, you can spend an hour or two down here every day. Your education has been sadly neglected. Starting tomorrow, me and Gullop will be teaching you to read and write.
Humphrey pulled a face, then set to with his friends. They applied themselves wholly to the ale and cheese. Old Samuelus went at it with a will.
By the seasons, this is a good, nutty-tasting ale. What's wrong with you young'uns? Not drinking?
Biscuit took a small taste, then screwed his face up.
I think we're a bit young to judge October ales, sir. Haven't you got any sweet cordial or strawberry fizz?
Gullub chortled as he tilted a firkin into a clean jug.
Try some of my dandelion and burdock cordial, little sir. Be that and sweet enough for ye.
Biscuit swigged it gratefully.
Oh, that is nice, Mr. Gerpor. But we're not getting much solving done like this, are we?
Corksnout had been riffling through Gonf's journal. He stopped at one page, placed a dainty little pair of rock crystal spectacles on his cork appendage, and peered closer at the script.
I don't know much about this Prince Gonf, but I'll say this. He must have been an aggravating little beast. See what you make of this? The bird has no berries, the snake no red meals. 2 brews and 2 mere lads. Where are the nests now? The pincer, those 5 hid them well.
The huge shellhog gave a scornful snort which blew his cork nose up between his eyes. Dwink giggled. Corksnout adjusted the nose quickly, glaring at the young squirrel.
What in the name of my old granny Spikes is all that nonsense supposed to mean, eh?
Dwink replied meekly.
Perhaps it's a riddle, sir.
Humphrey grinned cheerily at his big grandsire.
I thought you would have guessed that, Grandpa.
Corksnout clenched his paws and ground his teeth as he searched for words to berate the pair. Abbot Glissom defused the situation by addressing Humphrey.
Oh, I've no doubt that your grandfather had guessed that as soon as he saw it. He's a lot smarter than most creatures. But it does sound like a load of nonsense, doesn't it? And that's because it is a riddle, you see. Riddles are supposed to sound like that, or there wouldn't be much fun in trying to solve them. Now, you bright young'uns, any ideas?